Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming live for the Built for Tough Studio Boomer Size and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomerang Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning, a feel-good Friday in June, a feel-good summer Friday in June. And we've got a ton going on. NBA Finals start off just like the Eastern Conference Finals started off, with a wild, crazy finish with the Pacers coming back and Tyrese Halliburton being the one who hits the shot, the game-winning shot. Again, it was a game-tying shot with the Knicks in Game 1, but that team just does not die. Of course, reports everywhere about players having problems with Rick Brunson, issues with Tom Thibodeau. Could it be Jason Kidd that comes here? What is going on with that coaching search? And big NFL news is Aaron Rodgers decides he is going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that means he's going to play the Jets week one at MetLife Stadium. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
That makes for a juicy week one in the NFL.
Juicy,
for sure.
Bingo.
Yes, that is what Al would call a cool game. Mm. I mean, you're going to have to check that out. And for CBS, that's a huge win, because that makes their doubleheader opening weekend a huge one, because there's going to be a lot of eyes all over that game at 1 o'clock at MetLife. And the fact that, you know, I'm just thinking how Aaron Rodgers is probably processing this. He knew this, obviously, because the schedules came out. They also, and the NFL had to know this too, because the NFL knew that the Pittsburgh Steelers are crossing over with the NFC North. So that means let's put the Steelers and Green Bay Packers on a Sunday night game. Why would we put the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mason Rudolph on a Monday night game? Sunday night game.
They were sniffing around. They knew
something. I think they all knew all along, it feels like to me. But anyway, nonetheless, I think it's a good thing for Aaron Rodgers. I really do. I think it's at least he goes to a stable organization. They haven't had a real quarterback there since, obviously, Ben Roethlisberger. I think the guys last year did a good job for them, and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. But, you know, this feels, to me anyway, for Aaron Rodgers, the best place to go. And the problem that he's going to have is that he's in one of the more difficult divisions.
Yeah, I mean, he did look pretty spry for his age towards the end of the season.
I thought so. Yeah.
I have to give him credit for that. I did not want the Jets to bring him back. I really thought that that was the right decision to move on and turn the page and all of that. I'm curious to see what he looks like after another year of being healthy, and then he's also got an organization that's got a pretty good defense and always seems to win. It would be something, though, if Mike Tomlin's first losing season came with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. I mean, that is something that would be fascinating to watch. But, you know, there's a couple people in my life that I'm close to that are Steelers fans, and three of them in particular all hated this yesterday.
The guy who I got to know in Pittsburgh now does afternoons, one of my best friends in Pittsburgh, and we started at the radio station back in 2010. He absolutely hates it. My wife, big Steelers fan, absolutely hates it. I actually was trying to be positive with her. I said, maybe, he's going to be healthy. It's better than Mason Rudolph. She's like, yeah, wishful thinking. And then our buddy Craig Currier, big Steelers fan, said that he lost his appetite when he found out that Aaron Rodgers was going to the Steelers. I mean, no Steeler fan I know likes this.
Yeah, well, what were they expecting? Like, they were expecting to go into the season with Mason Rudolph?
I guess. I mean, I guess so. And maybe giving him another chance was more appealing than Aaron Rodgers coming there. I don't know. I think when you're comparing it to that situation and what they would have been with Mason Rudolph, it's better. I don't know what else they would have expected. It's too late in the offseason for them to pull off anything else.
Well, I know they drafted the quarterback, Will Howard, out of Ohio State, which I thought was a good thing for him.
But it was like sixth, seventh round,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying they now have three solid quarterbacks in camp. And Aaron's going to be the number one guy. And he is obviously getting a late start. I think he's flying out there today to take a physical, and then they'll sign the contract. And maybe next week, I guess it's OTAs next week. So we'll get more information about how this whole thing fits in. And Arthur Smith is going to have to learn how to deal with Aaron and his idiosyncrasies and what he likes to do on the football field. But the Steelers, I don't think they changed their identity. I still think they're defense first, running, and then play action passing. I just think that Aaron is, 40 years old. I mean, you're not getting, and we said this when he came to the Jets, you're not getting the 25-year-old Aaron Rodgers. You're getting the 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, where you want to use his arm and you want to use his brain.
Yeah. One of my co-hosts out there, the former punter, for the Steelers and the Patriots, Josh Miller, had a line that I thought was appropriate, where he said that he's the league's most distracted player at the league's most important position.
Yes, yeah.
And I was like, that's a good quote right there. But I do think that once he locks in and he gets there, he won't be distracted. I think that it's, some of the offseason stuff, he's outspoken. He just puts everything that's in his brain out there, where not a lot of players do.
Yeah, I know, but I also think, when you look at his overall statistics with the Jets, they weren't that bad. I mean, it's just the fact that he blew out his Achilles, and then we had to go through all of that. And I told you when he got here, and I really felt like that the Pat McAfee thing was going to be more of a, people weren't going to like it. In other words, the Jet fan wasn't going to like it if they weren't winning. And it turned out that way. And unfortunately for Aaron, it didn't work out here. It had every opportunity to work. They tried to help him. They tried to build around him. And winning on the field didn't work. And I think there were a couple really key games where if they could have won those games, one was at home, one was in London against Minnesota, I think things could have been completely different. I think Saleh would still be here. I think Aaron Rodgers would still be here. Joe Douglas would still be here. But it really came down to like two games in my eyes that they ended up losing that, now the Jets find themselves with a new coach, a new quarterback, and a whole new way of doing things. And Aaron Rodgers is going to try to pick up the pieces on a brilliant career, and he's going to try to finish strong, and hopefully that would be the case for him anyway.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to prove it to the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, because I do feel the same thing that you do. The majority of fans probably do not like this.
You know what's interesting is when a regime changes like the Jets had, and then a former player who was part of the previous regime goes back and plays that team, some of the teeth is lost in that rematch or that homecoming, because you're not facing the guys who got rid of you, really. But in this case, you kind of are, because you've got some real storylines here with Aaron Rodgers. Now, if Aaron Rodgers were going back to play a Rob Saleh-led Jets team, that would have been even more interesting. But the fact that you had this much ballyhooed about meeting with Aaron Glenn and Aaron Rodgers, where Aaron Rodgers came out and said that, I can't believe this guy just, cut me off in the middle of a sentence, said, do you want to play football or not? And then basically said, we're moving on. And then it was a 10-minute meeting. He thought it was going to be a couple-hour meeting, and he sent him out of there. And then also everything you've mentioned about Woody Johnson, the joke about Brick Johnson, the ownership, the icy ownership thing there. I know Aaron's got a good relationship with Christopher. We don't think that he's got a great relationship with Woody. So there are some real dramatic storylines that still exist between Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, even though it's such a short tenure and it's a new head coach and a new general manager.
I mean, if he comes in here and lights up the Jets for like four or five touchdowns and 350 yards, it's going to be a nightmare.
I mean, that's...
Or, if the Jets come out and Aaron Glenn's defense get all over him and just absolutely beat the living daylights out of him. You know, there's that possibility as well.
Well, you think about the overreactions that happen after week one, and this is going to be even more so. Because if Aaron Glenn and his team beats up Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in week one, it's going to be like, wow, look at these guys, new regime, we're moving on. What a poetic situation where the new Jets just beat up Aaron Rodgers and the old Jets. And then if it's the other way around, it's going to be like, this is the most Jet thing in the world.
Yeah,
that Aaron Rodgers, who couldn't get it done here, comes in here, lights them up. You know, last time we saw Aaron Rodgers week one at MetLife Stadium, he was bringing out the flag on 9/11 and then popped his Achilles. And now we see him week one at MetLife Stadium.
Two years later.
In a Steelers uniform, throwing for four touchdowns and beating the Jets. I mean, so whatever way happens, like, that Jet fan is going to be on just complete tilt, or they're going to be ready to celebrate a championship after that first week.
I mean, it is going to be crazy. I mean, I can't wait for that game.
I know.
I cannot wait for that game.
I mean, there's not a lot of those type of games that we have this year with the Jets and Giants. Because they're just, we don't expect a lot of either one of these teams.
Saquon Barkley came back to MetLife Stadium. We did that game.
Yeah, I know. my God, was that ugly for the Giants and their fans. And
right, you could just hear everybody in that stadium going, what are we looking at? What did we do? What just happened to this franchise?
Yeah, I mean, I was there standing on the sidelines watching John Mara try to figure out the best way to go say hi to Saquon. I mean, it was amazing to watch because he was hoping that Saquon would come over to him. He didn't. He was doing his warm-ups, and then John said, I want to go there and say hello to Saquon. He actually asked the coach if it was okay to walk into the drill to say hello to Saquon, which was a great respect thing from John Mara. But, yeah, I mean, the Jets and Giants, the energy around these teams right now was low. It still is kind of low, but with this week one now with Aaron Rodgers, there's some real legitimate... There's some lightning now.
I think the energy with the Giants is pretty high right now, considering that they're trying to beat the hell out of each other and ripping each other's helmets off.
Yeah, but
or
you
taking
know
their
I mean.
Helmets off and squaring off.
Yeah, but
I mean, you know, this is the edge that I think, you know, Brian, that you remember I was telling you that if Abdul Carter comes here and, you know, Jackson Dart comes here, and there's also a change in the attitude and the competitiveness of the team, and that the team's not going to take any crap from anybody. As much as I hate that kind of stuff in practice, it still kind of shows you that, you know, maybe everybody is on edge, and everybody should be on edge.
Yeah, I hope. And I hope that the Giants season turns out to be one where they surprise. But, of course, their over-under total is way down there. There's very low expectations. The schedule is very difficult. So it's not as if that the Giants fans are going into this season thinking that they got something special on their hands. You talk about Aaron Rodgers and the tough division that they're in. I mean, look at what the Giants are at right now. You'd expect the Cowboys to be better. You got the defending Super Bowl champion, and you have the other team that made it to the NFC title game. So, good luck.
Yeah, well, good luck is right, but every year's a new year.
Yeah, and with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, that's great for us. But, I mean, think about these matchups that he's going to have. You know, he's going to have two games against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. He's going to have two games against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I mean, that stuff is going to be, if they are in the mix and they're playing well, those are going to be much must-watch games.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, he also, you know, listen, when he was here with the Jets, he had to face Josh Allen twice. He had to face Tua Tagovailoa twice. And then whoever was playing quarterback for the Patriots, I guess it was Drake May winning. I think it was Drake May and Jacoby Brissett. I'm not sure. But in other words, yes, it wasn't like the quarterback situation that he's going to be facing, especially with the Ravens and the Steelers. Who knows what's going on with the Browns?
Yeah, right. And we don't know who's going to be playing quarterback when Aaron Rodgers faces them. I mean, could it be Joe Flacco? Could it be Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett? Who the hell knows? They've got so many freaking quarterbacks over there. We know it's not going to be Deshaun Watson. But, yeah, exciting NFL stuff. I think everybody was believing it was going to happen first when Art Rooney II came out and said they expected him to be there. And then Aaron Rodgers made that comment about playing the Bears this year.
Plus, he was playing catch with DK Metcalf.
Yeah, he did that a while ago.
Yeah, he was... You know, I think it was the worst-kept secret, and he just wanted to wait. And, you know, whatever he was waiting for seemed to be something in his own personal life, and hopefully whatever that was got worked out. And now he can try to really focus on football and see if he can get this team to the playoffs. I don't think that they are a Super Bowl contending team by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that, you know, with given the history of the coach, the team, the stability of the franchise, you know, this is a big swing for them. They don't usually do stuff like this.
No, they don't. I mean, they did a mini version of it last year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and now it's a bigger one with a bigger name and a bigger personality in Aaron Rodgers. And the only thing that's a shame about this whole storyline that would have been better is if George Pickens were still there. If George Pickens were still on that roster with Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, that would have been, I mean, that's like reality TV show
that
central.
That might have been one thing that's like, you know, we get this guy out of here.
Yeah, like I'm not coming if that guy's
around. I don't think he would have done that. I think the Steelers would have told him that.
Well, then maybe there's a reason why he was thrown with DK Metcalf and not George Pickens in the offseason. You know, maybe that's maybe the Steelers were like, listen, if you go work out with somebody, work out with DK, because we don't know if George is going to be around very much. But I mean, there's a lot of potential there for that team to be really interesting. But if,
just like the Jets had a lot of potential of being really interesting.
And it didn't work out.
And the Steelers are going to have to give T.J. Watt a contract extension. I think that's
probably...
Didn't
they just pay him?
Yeah, no, but I think it's coming relatively quickly here. Oh, I would imagine it's going to happen before they, you know, open a training camp. But they have some personalities. They got some really good players in this team. You know, again, is it a 10-win team? Is it a 7-win team? You know, they're going to be in a lot of close games because their defense is going to keep them in close games. The question is really what is their offense truly going to look like? Because I know from personal experience, it takes time to get used to everybody on the football field. He likes those back shoulder throws, and I guess DK Metcalf is going to be the benefactor of those, but you know, you got to get used to your players, you got to use your play callers, you got to get used to the surroundings. There's a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, is all going to be new to him, and it's not just a transition where you just plug a guy in and go and play. And we saw that here, and even took Tom Brady. If you remember, Bruce Arians initially got all over Tom Brady like 5 weeks into the season, like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah. Remember when there was a couple of minutes where the Joe Namath, Aaron Rodgers, could he wear 12 discussion happened?
Yes.
That discussion will not happen in Pittsburgh because we heard Terry Bradshaw say that Aaron Rodgers coming to the Steelers was a joke.
So, dude, I'm assuming that the Steelers retire jerseys?
Yes, but you know what? They didn't retire Bradshaw. So there's only, yeah. So there's only three, that's interesting. So there's only three Steelers jerseys that are retired.
Mean Joe Green?
Yep.
Franco Harris?
Yep. And the third one's really tough.
Man, it's got to be one of the linebackers. Jack Ham?
No.
Lambert?
No.
That's offensive tough. Lineman?
No. It's pre.
Oh, okay.
Pre-Steel Curtain. Number 70, Ernie Stoutner.
So those three. Sorry. So you have three retired numbers.
Yeah.
Right. So like the Giants retired the numbers.
Yeah.
That we have been talking about.
And the Jets retired 12.
Right.
Joe
exactly.
Namath.
So 12 technically is not retired.
But no one's ever worn it.
Now, obviously, we know what Terry Bradshaw said about this about a week ago.
Yeah.
He was all over Aaron Rodgers. We know how, I guess there's no real relationship between the Steelers and Terry Bradshaw.
Not great.
Not great.
It's better than it was, but, you know, when Chuck Knoll was still alive, the two of them had issues, and then Terry Bradshaw didn't go to Chuck Knoll's funeral, and then that was icy. I think they've tried to work him back in, but it's just a very strange situation.
I don't think the Steeler fan would be very happy if Aaron Rodgers chose number 12.
Yeah,
that would not go over well.
I'm just trying to see if there was, let's see. Yeah, all right. So this is what I assumed, but it has not been reissued, even though the Steelers have not retired it. They've never given it to anybody under any circumstance since.
Right, okay. And they're going to have to, don't you think they have to retire Ben Roethlisberger's number?
No, if they haven't retired Lambert, Ham, Mel Blunt, you know.
Donnie Snell,
Terry Bradshaw.
Rod Woodson.
Lynn Swan. John Stallworth. If they haven't retired.
All the guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Right. If they haven't retired those numbers, then how are they going to retire Ben? I mean, Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls and 2 Super Bowl MVPs, and his number's not retired.
See, this is what I love about the Steelers. They are who they are, man.
And that was wild about the Franco retirement because, yeah, he won a Super Bowl MVP and obviously the 4 Super Bowls as well. But, like, of all those guys, Franco was a little farther down the list, and they didn't give it to him posthumously either. They had honored him and said they were going to retire it, and then he died right before they were about to have his night. But they had made the decision, and that was unexpected, so it wasn't sick and they were just doing something for him. But they had made the decision to retire that number, and it was only Mean Joe Green and Ernie Stoutner before that. So
that is crazy.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
Well, I never really thought about it that way because, you know, every team does something different or does it differently. You know, they may have like an internal thing that, you know, we're not giving out 12.
Yeah, I mean, and they haven't since 1983 when Terry Bradshaw stopped wearing it and was retired. That was it. They've never given it out again.
I would imagine that they'll never give it out. So, but that doesn't mean it's officially retired. Right. Oh, man, that would be. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be frisky. Just think of the itchiness that would create.
Well, I bet you Aaron probably, after he heard what Terry Bradshaw said, is at least going to ask the question.
I don't think so. This... you know what?
You should go out there just in like the red jersey and practice one day with 12. Just to do that.
There's an awareness. I think there's a general awareness about this whole thing. I think there are Steeler fans that are not happy about this. They would be livid if he took number 12.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco here, and he's got a ton for us. What's up, Jerry?
All right, good morning. We are brought to you by Roto-Rooter, America's neighborhood plumber. I know you guys did a lot of football, so we can start there, and then I'll get to the basketball and the baseball. Aaron Rodgers, the one you do with the Steelers, all good. The Giants ended practice, a bit of a skirmish yesterday, as they say, almost a brouhaha. Here was Brian Burns, who kind of brushed it off.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a violent sport we play. You know, guys trying to get better. You know, it's just tension's raised a little high. Heat is getting a little hotter. So, you know, guys getting a little more agitated. But it ain't that deep. We squashed it.
They squashed it, and they got back to work. And part of this work is now their new quarterback in Russell Wilson, who Wandale Robinson, big fan of so far.
I mean, that deep ball just drops right in the bucket for sure. And then, I mean, whenever he's throwing just the shorter routes and stuff like that, it kind of comes in like a pillow. It's really, really easy to catch, which I like about.
Of course, no one's defending you, but yeah, so far, so good.
Comes in like a pillow?
Yeah, nice and soft.
Okay.
Sits right there in your little belly. Here was Wilson, what he sees from the youngster and Jackson Dart so far.
Yeah, Jackson's been great, man. He's a great worker, great teammate. We're having fun, all of us. We have a really good quarterback room. Guys are so focused and, you know, working diligently every day. You know, he's going to be an extremely, extremely good talent, you know, and everything else, you know, throughout his career.
It's June 6th, but hey, all good, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is,
it's where we're at.
Yeah. This is a tough one for all me right. to get excited about. I got to be honest with you.
My point is I've been in this situation. I'm like, well, what are you supposed to say?
I know.
I mean, I thought that was a very professional answer.
Very much so.
He seems like he's Russell Wilson's buttoned up.
Yeah.
He knows he's not going to say anything controversial. And he's going to be kind to everybody around him.
I think they will look like a professional football team this year.
I kind of feel the same way. Now, how many wins that leads to, I don't know.
Well, that's where we've been.
Wow.
So, yes, I'm raising the bar a little bit. All right, will it or won't it? That's the question for you. Will it or won't it?
Will it or won't it?
Will it or won't it?
Yeah.
Here's the question
China
on
sports.
Will it or won't it? Will this or won't it come back to bite him in the ass? Kayvon Thibodeau on something called the LOL Network. I don't know what that is, but he's talking
that
about...
That would be a laugh out loud, Jerry.
What?
The Kevin Hart podcast.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just putting the system LOL. As the LOL Network. I didn't know that. I didn't realize. He's talking NFC East football and the Eagles, their fans. And this is how that goes.
Is it true that Eagles fans are actually, like, not smart? Not like no bull. Like I know you're one of them, so I get it. Like 2.2, I get it.
What are you?
There are like statistics that you guys are like literally.
I mean, can I?
LOL, everybody. There you go.
So, of course, I say that does not going to matter. On
I
the
mean,
field.
You know, he talks a lot of trash about the teams in the division when he's been on the worst one in the division.
That's true.
He did it Super Bowl week with the Cowboys. He did it with the Eagles. Now, I mean, I was going after the fans and not the team, but it's just like stop. You've accomplished nothing in your NFL career. These teams are better than you. Just zip it and play well and try to get a real contract.
Understood. Anthony Richardson of the Colts aggravated a right shoulder joint he injured a couple of years ago, sidelined for an undetermined length of time. So Daniel Jones right now, you would think, in line to be the starter. All right, let's get to Oklahoma City. So you had the Thunder rolling. Sounds familiar. They led by 15 with 9:40 to go, 94-79, and then 3-3, foul shot after foul shot. Here came the Pacers. Now, the Thunder have the ball here at the very end, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets a good look, but the ball doesn't go down, and on the other end,
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call the timeout. Haliburton has it with 3, driving with 2, pulling up, and hitting with 3/10 of a second to go. How many more times can this team do that?
I don't know, but they're up one game to none. They win 111-110. Pacers radio with the call. Nationally, Pat Boyle not thrilled with the way this thing ended.
Welcome to the Pat Boyle Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
I've had it with this team already! How do they do it again? I feel like Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad. He can't keep getting away with it.
Well, he is getting away with it.
Get down on it in the background. Get down on it. Boom, boom, boom.
The start
get
of the show.
Down on it.
Hey-o. Infinity Sports Network. So, yeah. Here was Haliburton. So, his game, matter of fact, not only is it average when you look at the numbers, 14.6 of 13 shooting. Next hour, I just recorded it. Richard Jefferson, prior to the big shot, maybe a couple minutes prior, was basically talking how he was invisible last night.
Yeah.
But in the biggest moment, he comes up huge. Here was Halliburton, says there's no quit.
This group never gives up. We never believe that the game is over until it hits zero. And that's just the God honest truth. That's just the confidence that we have as a group. And, you know, I think that's a big reason why this is going on.
Here was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What happened on that shot?
I don't know. It happened so fast. I feel like we got matched. He got down going right, pulled up from midi, and knocked down the shot. I don't know. It didn't feel like anything crazy. He just made a play with the time winding down.
Well, he made the most important play.
Yes, he did.
He scored 66 points in the second half last night against the best defensive team in basketball.
Sure did.
Good for them. And Obi Toppin had another really good game last night.
Yeah, it's 17 off the bench. And here's Mac Daignault, the Thunder head coach. You know, those guys get paid, too.
They made plays. They made shots. So they deserve to win by a point. We got to learn from it. There's obviously a lot of things we can clean up, but credit them. They went and got that game.
And so game two will be tomorrow night. How about if you, I always think, I don't know why, I always think of Joe in these situations. How about if you're watching the game, you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana last night, you're watching the game on the ABC affiliate, there's approximately 1 minute to go.
Oh, no, one of these Heidi game situations.
Thunder clinging to this three-point lead. SGA the drive inside, shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pike's Pub last week has come forward. Hear what he wants to have happen now.
Before they get
also
to the
tonight,
game.
A big night for Pacer fans.
Oh.
The NBA Finals.
Oh.
Local business who has seen a boost from the yesterday.
Because he had a little fog overnight.
Thanks for staying up with us. I'm Amara Boss. Fort Wayne's most watched news.
SGA guard by
What just happened?
Wow.
That was like 35 seconds they cut away for with a minute to go in the game.
Somebody put the wrong switch the wrong time, man.
This thing, of course this would happen now.
That's great.
Perfect. Oh, very funny. So, hey, all good, though. They won the game. So even if they were ticked off, at least they did see the last shot. At least it would certainly appear that way anyhow.
And you have those Joe coughs. I just want to hear those right now.
I think he's got a hairball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what came up on the timeline? I have no idea why this happened. It came up on my YouTube timeline yesterday. It was Joe with the manscaping video that he did.
Oh, yeah.
Looking
all disheveled. Yeah.
And he looked like a mess, and he's just standing there with his terrible smile.
Yeah.
With the manscaping razor.
Like, is that the one where he said, and even my penis looks bigger?
Yes. That is the one.
Which is amazing to think that that's... Like, think about the Joe you met back in the day of the overnight.
Yeah.
And fast forward to 2025. And he's going, not only am I groomed down there and there's no hair, but my penis looks bigger.
Let's be honest. There's no guy out there that doesn't want his penis to look bigger. These nuts.
God almighty.
Joe, come back to us. Very funny. So anyhow, Yankees Guardians last night. New York wins 4-0. Cody Bellinger, a couple of hits, including a 2-run homer. He drove in 3 on the night. How about Aaron Judge? He 1-for-1 officially in the box score. He doubled, intentionally walked twice, hit by a pitch, and scored 2 runs. So even when he's not hitting home runs, he's doing stuff. And Max Fried, 6 scoreless innings with 7 strikeouts. Al was fascinated by the fact that Max Fried had to face, Charlie Fry.
Yeah.
On the Guardians.
Yeah. Fried and Fry. Yeah.
That to him, I'm not even joking. You can tell me if I'm wrong. You thought that was the coolest part of the game.
Yeah, some guy from John Boy Media pointed that out. I did not see that, but when I saw what he was saying, I was like, oh, this is a great point, because it looks like Fry and Fried.
Man, there's a baseball fan in there.
Tim Hill, by the way, very good relief in the 7th. The Yankees home for the Red Sox tonight. Will Warren facing Walker Buehler on the Fan at 6:25. The Mets, meantime, were in line. to take 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers. Matter of fact, they had a nice 4-0 lead. They led 5-3, and then Met Follies then began.
0-2, pitch to Páez. Grounded weakly toward third, runner coming home. Beatty throws to the plate. The ball bounces by Alvarez, picked up by Garrett, but Smith slides in safely, and the Dodgers have tied it up.
What was this? I mean, was he... I mean, I guess the runner...
Throw.
I mean, but the runner kind of got in his way, and he hesitated.
You're talking about Beatty?
Yeah, the Beatty thing.
So, Beatty, here's his explanation, essentially.
I was pump faking, and... I thought he was going to come back, but he ended up going that way. Anyway, it's just a very, very dumb mistake, and it can't happen in that
situation. And it does look like it, if that throw is good, that Will Smith probably gets himself in a rundown, because
exactly,
it does stop.
Exactly.
But it's just a bad throw.
It's a bad play by Will Smith. He should have never ran.
Probably. But you know what? That's sometimes you may force him to make a play.
This was the series of lost opportunities.
It was. I agree.
They could have swept them easily.
No question.
But they, you know, it comes down to a play here, a play there. And, you know, Reed Garrett had been really good. And it just imploded. I mean, I was watching this. This was so frustrating to watch. But I can't. They split the series. They took the season series from the Dodgers. I guess I want to be happy, but I'm frustrated by the lack of taking care of business and really, really taking this opportunity.
Jerry, you said something on the Warham Show that you're probably right and I'm probably wrong, but you said because the Mets won the season series against the Dodgers, if they faced each other in the playoffs, that the Mets would have home field advantage. But what if the Dodgers won their division and the Mets were a wild card?
Well, I wasn't anticipating that part of it.
But
I don't know the answer to that. I'm assuming as division winners that they would have the home field in the NLCS.
Wouldn't the first tiebreaker, though, be better record overall? I think that's only a...
Sure, but it's a tie. But that's a tiebreaker, I believe.
Okay,
it's a season series.
It's the first tiebreaker. So if they both were division winners and both had the same record, then that would factor in.
I believe it's a tiebreaker. But
okay.
You know what? That's a good question. Got to look further into that.
Okay, because I wasn't sure about that.
And right now, they are up a game on them in terms of record. But there is a long way to go, and you are correct. Who knows? The Mets might be a wild card team at the end of this. We don't even know. They'll be in Colorado tonight. Kodai Senga, the start on Mets Odyssey Radio, 840 star. Francisco Lindor, broken toe. A little pinky toe. Mm. So they're not going to put him on the injured list, but he didn't play yesterday, and he is going to miss some time. You just hope it's not too much. And what else? What else? What else? And you got game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Edmonton.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Did you have senior cut day back in your time?
Did I have senior cut day back in my time? I think we did.
Yeah, so
I feel like we went to Robert Moses.
Did you see what happened yesterday?
No, what happened yesterday.
Which is funny that you say this. So I'm glad that you said that, and I'm glad that I brought the story up. So my senior cut day was very simple. We went to some diner in Patchogue and hung out, and that was that.
You guys didn't go to Smith's Point?
No, we didn't go to the beach. So yesterday, there were several high schools that met up at Robert Moses Beach.
There you go.
And it turned into an absolute melee. So there's hundreds and hundreds of kids on the beach. All right. There ended up being a brawl. There's a Nassau County helicopter that comes down and is like on top of them, essentially, to get them to move out of the way. So there's this video of this Nassau County police helicopter coming down like right on top, and then just kids just flying everywhere. And then I saw all these other videos of the police presence that had to show up there because of the massive amount of kids that were there and how it was, they were fighting. And one kid got arrested because he had a gun on him. It turned into a disaster. I mean, in the video, like, so what's funny is I saw a helicopter yesterday, a Nassau County police helicopter. It's like the navy blue one. You could tell, like, there's the Suffolk is like the white and the lighter blue, and the Nassau County police helicopter is a navy blue. And it was flying low.
Why would the Nassau County helicopter be used like in Suffolk County?
Well, it wasn't, though. It's like that area where it's not really Robert Moses. It's sort of like where you just turn into like Jones Beach.
Oh,
area,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like you go from like the Gilgo area, then right over like that border where the jurisdiction was all
like
wacky.
Bay. It's like Tobey.
Right, where it's all wacky with the Rex Heuerman thing, because like it was Suffolk County, then another body was found in Nassau County and became like a whole thing. So right there on the border there, I guess.
Okay.
So that helicopter, it was flying low. I'm like, I wonder where that thing's going. And then right over there, I saw it on the news. But if you haven't seen this video, I was like, that's on the beach.
Any idea the high schools involved?
I don't know. It just,
I'm trying to think, you know, that sounds like,
Let me see. Maybe Bayshore.
Could be Bayshore, West Islip, East Islip.
Yeah.
Islip.
Yeah.
You
Let's
know,
see,
West Babylon.
Yeah, it's another one.
I mean, assuming that they're all Suffolk County high schools.
Yeah. Let's see. Robert Moses. Let's see.
I would say if there's senior cut day in any other school today, I would warn my kids. Don't do anything stupid and get arrested.
Yeah. Yes, all mate. I mean, you see this? This is the Nassau County police helicopter, and those are all the kids on the beach.
Wow.
That does not look like Long Island. I mean, it really does not. I mean, it looks like I don't even know what to say. But it was wild yesterday. So, yeah. I mean, it actually made the Fox 5 New York City news this morning.
I'm sure it did. I would imagine it did.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact of the matter is, yesterday was a beautiful day. And where would you want to be? You'd want to be on the beach. But, you know, you didn't want to be on the beach doing other things, not fighting.
Right. Yeah.
But, hey, boys will be boys. Unless it was the girls fighting.
Here we go. Police. Oh, here. New York Post. Senior skip day at Jones Beach ends in chaos as police helicopter descends on brawling horde of high schoolers.
All right. But these could be.
What a headline.
These could be Nassau County high schoolers.
I guess they could. Yeah, they could be.
That could be like Massapequa, Seaford, you know, that area down
so
there.
So it was more, you know what? So apologies to the Robert Moses folks. It was more Jones Beach than Moses. You said Robert Moses. I got excited about it, but it's more Jones Beach. It doesn't say the schools in this. I mean, I don't think anybody would really know. They just know it was a bunch of kids. I mean, it's the senior skip day. I mean, that's one hell of a headline. Police disperse crowd of 500 young people causing disturbance at Jones Beach. You want to talk about Al's personal hell?
That would be it.
Yeah, this goes on in some Jersey Shore towns, the ones with, like, boardwalks with games and rides where these groups of teens just decide through TikTok that they're going to invade an area. And they do this in malls and in beaches. I'm glad to see they took a helicopter to them. I'd love to see that in New Jersey.
Did you see the video of it?
I have not.
You got to watch the video of it. I was like, is this guy going to land on top of these kids?
Too bad it's not a Black Hawk helicopter. They could shoot some stuff in the water just to make them realize, look, man, we ain't fooling around.
I mean, this thing comes down and then the kids just... I mean, it's like watching those the school of bunker, you know, when like a shark comes through and it all disperse.
How about this? You don't graduate now. Get lost.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Stop being...
Get lost. Don't graduate.
Stick in the mud. All these schools, it goes all the way back to when I was in school.
Yeah, but I mean...
Always had a cut day.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't have, the cops didn't come and break it up.
I don't remember. No, yeah. I don't think anybody had a gun, but you know, you never know. Cops could have shown up, of course.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.